When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Whoa.
Here we go, keep it going,
brother. Come on. You're taking your time with it.
There you go. My turn.
Oh my goodness. All right, here we go.
Shit, baby.
Welcome back to another N85 podcast. It's your boy AZ, aka Daddy Z. Yo, and to my motherfucking right, legend says that he's 6'3, 175 pounds. The Lord Commander of the Knopf is what they're calling him.
Bench is 190 right now.
Bench is 190. Women, -3. Here we go.
It's okay.
And if y'all ever want to watch these videos done live, make sure y'all go to the TikTok. Like, these people are going right here. We have a first timer in here, bro. He's in here from the YouTube. So go follow that right now. Yo, Austin, brother. You said you have some interesting things happening to you this morning. What's up with
this
you, bro?
Morning, man. You know, it's Friday. I don't know what it is about Fridays, but people just like to crash on Fridays. It's either in the morning or it's either in the afternoon.
Not again, brother. But here we go. We got him with the...
It's always on fucking Fridays. But I was on my way to work. I was like probably like 10 minutes away. And it's like a 45-minute drive in the morning. So I was like 10 minutes away from work.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I get traffic. I'm like, dude, why is there traffic in the morning? Because there's never traffic for me in the morning.
Yeah,
it's always just nice, smooth ride, right?
Yep.
Traffic, you know, it's... taking a while. I'm seeing the freaking sign, all lanes are closed, and I'm like, bro, this sucks. I have to send, you know, a text to my foreman because we get shuttled there, right? So we all have to meet up and go together at the same time. So I'm kind of like the last one to arrive or whatever.
You gotta send that pick because I don't believe you, bro.
I gotta send them something. I gotta send them something.
That woke up 5 minutes ago and says,
nah, but my foreman's, he's chill. He's only like 10 years older than me. But, and so I'm like, yeah, dude. Look at this. Boom. He's like, oh, yeah, bro. I know. Don't even worry about it. He's not the driver. The driver ends up calling me. He's also my coworker. And he's like, yo, bro, if you don't want to come in, like, you can just turn around, bro. It's like, just let me know right now. And I was like,
nah,
just wait for me. I'll be there, like, in 20 minutes.
But did he know what was going on?
Yeah. Okay. He knew everybody, like, all my... coworkers were late because of this incident.
I thought it was like a backhanded, like, yo, you're so late that, yo, just go home type
shit. No. He was like very chill.
Because I've seen that happen before.
These are my coworkers, so we're all cool. All we're all chill.
That's what we talk
They just
want
to, you know, communication. That's all they wanted.
For real.
So they, so I was like, no, I'll be there in 20 minutes. But I don't know what it is. Like, just like being late, because I have to.
And that was a random ass guess. I know you're pulling that fucking time out your ass, but you did not know shit.
No, and I was like, it's kind of like taking time out of my, because, you know, I'm not clocked in yet, and I'm out here wasting 30 minutes, an hour, so that I'm going to be like a little bit short.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, like, this kind of sucks. This is like, you know how, like, when you lose your appetite? That's kind of like what it happened to me with work. I'm like, nah, I don't even want to come in.
Yeah.
So I told him yes. And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Today I am kind of busy. So I think I should just take off. And I did. I was like, you know what, bro? I'm not coming.
You just turned around.
I just turned around, dude. I was so close to my job.
Man misses 20 minutes worth of work. And then he was like, fuck it,
bro. I was like, damn, my freaking
shit. Chalked the whole day.
Yeah, so I just used PTO. Because this week is very important. Because next week we get a big check. Because we get our gas mileage check. So they pay us for gas once a month.
Okay,
so this check is very big. So this day was very important. So I could not miss it. So I had to use that PTO. So PTO was used. It's pending. Hopefully it gets approved. But...
Dude, that's what I hate about here in Atlanta. We live in Atlanta, right? Mm-hmm. He just like me, dude, for real. Dude, so listen, in Atlanta, bro, that's what happens. One car crash will block the whole fucking lane. All four lanes done.
All four lanes.
By the time you're done, that happened to me before. I used to work over there near like Norcross, so I had to go up like 85 South.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Car crash. Boom. 4 hours there, brother.
No.
And unlike you... We still went to work, bro.
Nah, you were 4 hours in traffic?
Yes.
How far are you?
Standstill.
How far were you from your job?
I was like two-thirds there.
Okay.
But like I was stuck at two-thirds for 4 hours. And by the way, there was no turning back, so we couldn't even do nothing about it. We were kind of forced to stay there. And by the time things started moving, we're like, well, we might as well. We're already almost there. We were like,
wait, so you were 4 hours? That means you did half a day.
Yeah.
Unless y'all did overtime.
No. Oh, brother, we were not clocked in.
So, wait, but, like, you still left at the same usual time? Or you did more?
Yeah, no.
You left at the same usual
time.
Yeah,
so we only clocked in 4 hours.
That's crazy. What I'm saying. So that's why I was like, man, I'd just rather use PTO than do all that bullshit.
But nah. Yo, was that an L, bro? Should I have just gone home? What do y'all think,
use
chat?
Use PTO.
Should I just gone home?
I have enough PTO. Because
you just said that. I'm like, damn, that actually would have made more sense. No, it doesn't. Okay, so listen. This is the thing. Before y'all comment what you're about to comment, listen. Like I said, we were stuck there. How did you turn? Did you turn around somewhere? Was it like moving a little bit?
It was moving. It was slowly, but it wasn't too long. So I was able to exit.
Yeah. Okay. So we weren't. We were on the interstate. We're on 85 mm-hmm. south.
Right.
There's no like exit until you get to the exit. We couldn't even move. I would have had to walk over there, and then my car fucking each other. Yeah.
Okay.
No, there's even people on the shoulder lane, like the shoulder thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. There was people there, and that was even blocked. It was just that bad. So by the time it all cleared out, we were only 10 minutes away from work. So we were like, well, we might as well just go. Like, there's no point to go. We get like 4 hours, but I mean, shit is something. Then lose a full day. Now, should I have used PTO? Probably, brother. So that's the only thing.
I mean, I was going to lose an hour. So I was like, I don't want to lose an hour.
An hour is insane.
And I just didn't feel like, look, I was just tired of my job. I was like, bro, I don't even feel like going. Every day I wake up and I'm like, bro, like, I can just call off right now.
You're at that point and you're at that stage in your work?
It's not yet. It's not like my company, like, they're great. It's just the fucking job site itself. It fucking sucks. You can't leave to go to lunch because we're being shuttled there, like, we all go in one van. I can't leave the job site.
Yeah.
So luckily, like recently, like a couple months ago, we now have a food truck. Before, we had no food truck. We had no vending machines. So if you didn't bring lunch, you didn't eat. That's how it went.
Shit.
So for the first couple weeks, I don't bring lunch. I usually eat out. So I was eating sleep for friggin' lunch. I would just nap in the van. So it's...
That's the power move, though.
It would suck. But now it's okay. Now we have a food truck, so they feed us.
That's good. Yo, Lalo in the chat said, I get out at 5 p.m. I still got 10-hour drive, bro.
Oh, hell no.
And they're paid, brother. I know they paid.
Oh, yeah, they pay for sure.
For sure. That's what's up. Yeah.
So I turned around. I was like, hell yeah. And all of a sudden, my Friday just went amazing. You know, I was like, hell yeah.
Okay.
Because it's just like not working. Like, not.
Yeah,
like,
it feels like the weekend. You're like, I got a 3-day weekend, basically.
I'm like, my weekend's fucking lit. You know, I don't freaking have a sunroof. I never use it. I fucking put that bitch on.
Dude, there's something about putting the fucking sunroof that you just feel like you're driving down Malibu Street in a fucking convertible. Exactly. You got your shades on.
Since
the air is hitting a little different.
It was nice. I was playing bangers. I was playing like that Bad Bunny Un Verano Sin Ti album. It's like amazing.
You feel like you're in Puerto Rico right now.
But it was nice because it was, you know, I wake up at 5 and I'm supposed to be there at 6. So by the time I was on the way back, it was like sunrise. Like, I was seeing the nice, beautiful blue, pink colors. And I'm like, yo, this life is amazing, bro.
That was a good idea.
Yo, like, it was amazing, dog. I fucking love it. So, yeah, I just turned around vibing. And I was like, yeah, I'm finna go to the gym right now. It's finna be nice. So I went home. I changed. I made my pre-workout. And, dude, it was just so great.
It feels like one of those days where you don't go to school, you know?
Exactly. No? It was amazing. I went Friday morning to the gym, pretty empty. I'm like, yes, I ain't got to wait for no machine. I ain't going to wait for fucking 10 teenagers on one machine.
Yeah.
Hit my workout, went home, got a little, you know, not sober, but not drinking, but the other one,
Some grass, brother.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I did that one, so I'm like... you know, I'm home. I should be at work. Oh, yeah, it's almost lunchtime for these guys. Nah, I'm out here. I'm in bed. So it was fucking lit, bro.
That's fucking hilarious. All right, that's what's up, bro. Hell yeah. They pay me for show 70-hour weeks. That's what I'm talking about. Week is insane, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yo, do y'all fuck with that? So this is the thing with work, right? You work more hours and you get paid more, but that's more hours you're away from, like,
Family, there you go.
Just living. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, there's a certain balance. I think 50 is my limit, me personally. Because I actually have shit that I want to do, I'd like to do.
I actually have a life, bro. Like,
right?
So,
well, actually, nowadays, no. I'm actually working 12 hours. No, I don't know.
The most I've worked in a week is probably, I want to say, like between 50 and 55. So it's really not much of a difference. It's only like 10 hours a day, right? So I can't really tell you like how much it sucks to work 70 hours a week or anything like that. But at the same time, I don't think I'd like that. I remember...
I just got done saying that I only do 50. I just calculated it in my head. I'm pushing like 65 hours a week.
Okay, then that's you're up there.
Yeah,
you're
I'm up there actually. You're pretty up there. I'm pretty fucking up there.
But nah, for,
not me though. Y'all be safe, yo. For real.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. My job is a bit of a bad quality of mine. But my job will ask me to come in on Saturday. You know, I work Monday through Friday.
Yep.
So I'd be like, hey man, can you come in on Saturday? And I was like, nah. Yep. I don't really feel like.
See, I used to be like, I think when you, it's either one of two things. You're either really in a grind mode, like that fucking switch was flipped, or you really have to. You're in a position where you literally have no option. Like, I have to go this Saturday, bro. Like, there's no like, oh no, I'm staying home this week.
Yeah. Yo. So they just like, they now like understand that I don't work on the weekends.
They don't
so
even ask you.
They don't even ask
I
me.
I knew it, bro.
They'll be like, they'll be talking about plans. Oh, we got to finish by this, and they're like, oh wait, but Austin doesn't work Saturdays. Yeah. And I was like, yep, you got it.
That's fucking hilarious, bro. Speaking of Saturdays, bro, what you got going Lord, on, bro? You turning mercy. Up or what?
Oh, I'm finna turn up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to turn up. I'm trying to go to. There's Candela tomorrow. If you guys don't know,
and who the fuck is popping out to Candela, bro? Is Anna
you know what I'm saying?
Y'all
finna see me there, bro. Y'all see me there. You know what I'm saying? Say what's up.
For real.
But it's a Perro Negro theme, so I'm like, hey, this is lit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's a little Bad Money, little Fate. So I most definitely finna play some bangers.
Yeah.
Now, I am on a healthy journey, so I haven't drank alcohol in about 3 weeks now.
Oh. That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'm not planning on drinking tomorrow. I'm not planning on drinking. I'm actually
okay,
planning.
Now this is okay. Hold up. Let's look at the verbiage he just used. He said, "I'm not planning on."
Because now,
is there a possibility, a world where you fold, brother?
And here's I thought of that, right? And I was like, you know what? I probably would, but here's how I don't let that happen.
Okay,
I drive. Boom. I take my car. Yeah. So now I have no option. Like now,
you're a responsible driver.
I'm responsible. So I told like the group of people that I'm going with. I'm like, hey, you know, I can be DD because I'm not finna drive.
Yep.
So all I'm planning on doing, what? No, verbiage.
yeah. See, he can fold.
There you go. Here we go.
Bro, same.
What I'm gonna do is I'm only gonna drink water and sugar-free Red Bull.
That's what I'm saying.
I've cut out sugar as well. Not entirely. You know, I'll probably eat like 3-4 grams of it, but like I'm really trying to stay away from sugar. So sometimes, you know, for work, I'll get a coffee, no sugar, just you know, black. You know how it goes.
Yeah, like your women, brother. Here we go.
Yeah, there we go. So yeah, I'm gonna go to the club sober. Now I've done it before.
Yeah. Okay. So now get into that. Yeah, I remember like when was it, like a year ago, 2 years ago, almost.
Yeah.
I think it was like
almost 8 months.
Oh, okay.
A few. Yeah.
Yeah. This man tried to go sober. Y'all not hitting ATL by any chance?
Is that? I think it's in district. I think that's ATL. I'm not good with my surroundings.
Yeah, district is in ATL. Is the surroundings of ATL? Yeah, my man right here, bro. Or is that ATI that you put in the chat?
No, I'm pretty sure they meant ATL.
Yeah, I don't know. What was I gonna say?
I was saying how I've done it before sober.
Yeah. Talk to us about how you used to do it before. Like, what was that was like your first experience, and then how you're gonna go into this next experience?
Okay. Now, the first time I went to Tongue and Groove, so I was like, okay, I'm not gonna spend money like that much money because I'm not drinking.
Right.
So I was expecting to pay 20 for entrance. I was expecting 20. Motherfuckers charged me 40. It was a fucking special night.
Okay. They always be doing that.
Whatever.
ATI then, Atlanta Truck Invasion.
Oh.
That's not really our thing.
When is that? Because it is. It's kind of like a Jaripeo vibes, right? Is it or no?
Nah, it's good. It's cub vibes.
It's cub vibes. It's no quema cub vibes. Yeah. But they play like corridos and shit like that. Right? Yeah.
You can find your future wife there.
I'm not a big like truck guy, but I do like the vibes. I do like the music.
Yeah, the vibes are cool. I used to go like to what's it called? What's the other one called? Import Alliance. That used to be cool. That used to be the shit back in the day. It kind of died off nowadays, but.
Yeah,
Lalo said, "Let's go, yo! Y'all making plans in the chat,
making
bro?
Making plans in the chat.
Making plans in the
That's
chat.
What I'm
Here we go.
About,
we bring people together.
Join the TikTok live right now, bro. Y'all finna make some friends.
All right, go ahead. Keep with the story, brother. We keep derailing.
Yeah, so I was not planning on spending a lot of money. I spent 40 already to get him. Boom. Yep. So I was trying to have a good time, and I couldn't because I was not under the influence. So I was like, okay, I need something. I need to feel something. Like, I need a, you know, I don't know. I need something. Water's not cutting it, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Water on the rocks is not cutting it. So I was like, fuck it, let me get some motherfucking Red Bull in. So I got a Red Bull. Yep. Okay, okay, I'm starting to feel
Wait, little... you ordered water on the rocks? No way,
bro. No, you don't. No, that's a joke. I'm just saying.
Oh, I was about to say. Just put ice really, and yo, water. Can I get water? On the rocks, please, no. Dude. That's fucking hilarious. No, you add salt on the rim.
Bruh. Because we're not doing sugar. We're not doing sugar. Put that salt on it.
Electrolyzer.
Bruh. Nah. But I just, you know, I ordered Red Bull. So I was like, okay, let me just, you know, feel some energy. Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
I take one. I take two. Holy. I take three.
Holy.
I want to say.
You should have just done some bolsita at that point, brother.
I probably could have just drank like two shots. Because I feel like the, like, if. A lot of energy drinks, it's still not as...
Kind of fucks you up.
It's still bad, you know? It's still definitely
not good. Your B12, brother, must be through the roof.
I feel like if it was sugar-free, it would have been fine. But no, this one had sugar on sugar. You know how Red Bulls are.
Okay.
They give you wings. And I still could not find, you know, a good time. I, you know, all you can do is look at everybody else that's drunk around you and looking at them having the time of their lives.
Yeah, for real.
And I'm out here like, damn, like this must be nice, you know. I wish I was. Don't get me wrong. I definitely wish I had a drink in my hand. Definitely wish I could have, you know, put some fun in me. But I really had to stick to my goals and that's what I did. But now
this man, dude, hold up. This man said I'd be drinking like 5 within 2 hours, bro. Red Bulls, insane. Yo, Gio in the chat, brother. What you got going on, twin? Yo, pull up, brother.
The least you can do about that is sugar-free Red Bull, please.
That's insane, please. Bro. Y'all got a problem, bro.
Sugar-free.
Where are my energy drinkers in the chat, bro? This is insane. Or coffee drinkers.
My
wife, crackhead with the fucking coffee.
I take,
bro.
Like, so for a pre-workout, if you take pre-workout too late, then you can't go to sleep, right? So you can't. So yeah. I'll do sugar-free rice. It's like a gym brand type of energy. You know, drink. So it's a sugar-free and it gives you energy. It gives you caffeine. So that's what I do. So, or Monsters, sugar-free.
Dude, this is why I always state, well, not only because I actually can't drink. I'm not really allowed to drink caffeine like that because I tweak the fuck out. Damn. But I can moderately. But I always stayed away from them because I never wanted to gain that like dependency, that reliance. Uh-huh. I didn't want to get like attached to it, you know? So thankfully, because I'm not like those people that are like, yo, I gotta have my fucking coffee.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to feel
you
that
can
way.
Still have fun being sober, though. Here we go. This is what I was waiting for somebody to say this in the chat. We talked about this before we
this
started.
This was me.
Here we
this
go.
This was me back in the day when I said no to drugs. I was like, I can have fun without drugs. Right. And I was wrong.
No, listen, bro. Listen. You definitely can. Is it ideal? No. Is it more fun?
It helps. No. You know? It's like it's like running. Running shoes.
Yeah,
you don't need them to run. Yeah. You don't need running shoes to run, but it definitely helps your feet. You know, definitely.
Think about this. Throughout your years, right, from your 20 to 30, say you went out every single like night, and you went out sober, right? Actually, let's switch it up. Think about all the nights that you've gone out, right? When you got lit as shit with your friends, it was fun. You had laughs. Now think about how those nights would have changed if you were sober.
Think of your best moments.
Yeah.
Your best moments going out.
Would they have been as fun, or would the same scenarios that happened, would they have still happened sober? The answer might most likely be no. Would you have rizzed up those girls how you rizzed up with your alcohol courage the same way?
I know I wouldn't have.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's not the same. As much as people would like to claim it, it's not the same. That's what also helps with it. It's not usually the fun part. It's also the courage part that comes with it. It's fucking awesome. Go turn that bitch on, brother. So now that you're not going to have the courage of the alcohol running through your veins, brother, how are you going to dig deep and pull that shit from within you, brother? Sprout that fucking seed, bro.
So... Actually, I want to finish.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
It was also, I wasn't having a good time or a good amount of time as I could have. It's because I only had like one or two people with me. So like, you know, a little amount of people is not going to do a lot. But tomorrow I'm supposed to go with like a group, which will make it, you know, 10 times better.
Yes, your environment is everything as well. Yes, especially when you're, yeah. Because when you're drunk or when you're drinking, you create the environment within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. music's always going to be blasting and there's always going to be people around you. However, you got to feel it within you. Like, you got to attach yourself to the environment, you know? Yes. Alcohol is that bridge.
Alcohol is amazing. I mean, no.
Oh, here we go. Relapse time. No. Yes, I drink, but I'm 3 weeks sober, like homie Austin. That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't it feel so great? Like, I promise you right now, you don't even feel bloated. I don't miss the hangovers. Dude, I would feel, because I would dead ass binge drink on the weekends. So I would drink only weekends, but I would binge. But that thing will carry out throughout the week. That bloatness will carry out throughout the week, and I won't be able to recover till probably the next week. But guess what? I'm doing it all over again.
Yeah, yeah. So that means you don't recover till the next year.
It's a whole cycle. So that's where you got to stop.
Okay, so with this group that you're going, dude, like the vibes are going to be different now.
It's going to be different, yes, because I'm going to be sober. So now, guess what? The quality of girls that I'm going to go up to is going to go, it's going to get higher. Because when you're drunk, you know, they look hotter than what they really are.
Okay, so listen to this. I thought the opposite. I thought the quality of the girls that you were talking to would go a little down because when you're drunk, you have more courage.
Right.
Now, let's reword this.
Okay.
The range might be different now because when you're drunk, you have more courage. So you have more courage to talk to uglier girls that you wouldn't usually talk to, or hotter girls that you usually wouldn't talk to. Am I spitting or not?
You're not spitting.
Okay,
you're
not talking through it, brother.
Let me tell you what goes on through my mind when I was get drunk. Right, I would just look at a girl. I'm like, damn, she nice. Let me say what's up to her. And then this happened to me before. Like, I would do it and I would get with that girl, you know, in the club dancing, whatever. But like this one time, this my homie, he recorded me doing it. And I was like, oh, and I saw that like the next day, you know, sober, hungover. And I was like, oh, no, Lord, please delete that video. That is not it. That is not it. That sucks. So like,
damn, brother.
So now I'm going to go in with clarity. I'm going in with better decision making.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to actually see how they actually look. And I can, they're most likely going to be drunk. So I get to see how they act, you know?
Yeah.
But
so their clarity is off. So you go from a solid from jump points.
Yeah, so now I'm going.
That's interesting.
I'm reaching to the top shelf now. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm reaching the top shelf.
And you're not scared that your courage is not gonna be there to talk to like these higher echelon women?
I like this saying, everybody knows it. Go big or go home.
Okay.
You have to go big or go home.
Brother. Oh wait. Wrong one.
No. Come on now.
Self-confidence. That's what I'm saying.
You have to go big or go home.
Okay. I'm just wondering how he's gonna dig deep, bro. Like, cause it's very rare that this happens. You know what I'm saying?
Now I don't in a club, it's kind of hard to spit game with all this music going around town. So you have to make your interaction very brief.
Listen, brother.
Oh, yes.
Bring mints. If you're going to be drinking Red Bull, those Red Bulls, they stick to your fucking breath like disgusting.
Just in general. Just, yes, bring mints, bring gum. Because,
bro.
Dude. Yeah, when I went sober to the club, motherfuckers reeked like fucking alcohol.
And you're like, this is what I be smelling like?
I was like, bro, no way I was talking to girls like this. No way. I actually got girls.
Their breath
like
was
this.
Like that too, so yeah. Like it's clouded.
No, yeah. I when I was drunk, I didn't smell it, but dude, people would talk to me and I'd be like,
No, you know what was the worst? Those fucking sour bombs, bro. After they've been in people's mouth for so long, people would come up talk to you like, God dang, bro. It smells like fucking Skittles that have been left out in the street for like a week, bro. It's not good. Like sweet shit. I think it's like sugary shit. Mm-hmm. That smells the worst, bro. Yeah. I'd rather smell like straight shot or beer even. Like that's straight. But like those kind of drinks. You know, people love to drink like those sweet drinks.
Yeah, those cheap because they're cheap.
They're cheap.
Don't, yeah, they're. But
okay.
Yeah, gotta keep it very brief, the interaction.
Right.
So, you know, just say your name. You know, I like to kind of show my intentions up front. You know, I'll be like, okay, I think
hey,
you're cute.
Ma'am, I'm just trying to smash. Are you also trying to smash? No. Like, that's what we're talking about?
Nah. Not in person. I'll do that through text, but not.
Them shotties be smelling like that too, bro. That's what we're saying.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I just keep it brief. You know, I say, hi, I think you're cute or whatever. Boom, boom, boom. Can I get your socials? And if they get to me, cool. If they don't, that's also cool. And I just leave. Whether I get it or not, I just leave. I'm like, okay, bye. See ya. But I haven't done that in a while. I haven't done it like sober wise. Right. That's why I think this boyfriend application is going to come in handy.
Oh, shit. You know here we go, brother. And this leads us into our next segment, brother. We will be building an application for Austin. Right. And what are your intentions with this? He had a fantastic idea. And yo, chat, let us know if we fucking, what's the word I was looking for?
If we start sentence over again.
If we're spitting? I don't know. If we're cooked. There we go. That's what I meant.
There you go.
I be another kind of smelly. Yo, what does that mean, bro? Dude, what does that mean? There's so many ways that could go right now. Can you please clarify that? I be another kind of smelly? That's kind of crazy.
You know, I don't know how I'm gonna do this exactly because I don't want to give him like a piece of paper. You know, I want it to be more like a business card, like something nice, something easy. Just here you go, bang. But
oh, dude, you know it'd be hard. Like, oh, look at this. It says your name. Mm-hmm. Your number, your social, and a QR code. And if they scan that QR code...
Isn't it like LinkedIn?
I don't know. But if they scan QR code, it leads them into the boyfriend application, bro. We're fucking spitting right now.
How can we... Yo, dude, what is your problem?
Dude, I'm fucking sucking today, right, bro. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Yeah, start swallowing. But, okay, so here we go. You can start off. I got it right here. You can go ahead and read it out. And I'll answer whatever you ask.
Here we go. Okay, so first off, we got the basic info. This is the first category, right?
That's
basic
right. info.
We got full name, age, height, occupation, and zodiac sign. Take it away, Austin.
All right. So full name, Austin David Cuenca Reyna.
Here we go. Dang. The GOAT.
That one's easy, right?
Yep. Age.
I turned 25.
It says on here mental and physical, brother. What's it looking like?
Age?
Yeah, so like mental and physical. So physical, yeah, you're 25.
Mentally,
no, you're 24, bro.
I'm turning.
Let's stop running out.
I'm telling them. Because
if
20.
You're rounding up right now on the age category, brother, I don't want to see the same trend going on that height category. All right, brother, we're gonna keep it nice and humble right now. All right,
okay.
Yo, chat, we gonna call him out on his bullshit. What's going on right now? Okay, listen.
I'm 24 now. I turned 25 on July 3rd.
We still a couple months away, brother. Come on, brother.
All right.
Your mental age. What would you say your mental age
is? Okay, so
that's a cool question.
That is a cool question. I'd say I still feel like 21.
Okay.
22. You know, I still feel young.
Okay. I feel like 38 mentally. No cap.
Oh, yeah.
I'm there. I'm see definitely that. There, brother. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Height. This is a good one, brother. Are you going to cap or not?
Here we go. Heights. Well, as you guys heard of the beat of this fucking show, I am 6'3".
Dude, so. You should put that. That's fucking hilarious. Damn. Didn't they laugh at that?
They're like, oh, it's in European.
yeah.
Metros.
Yo, what's up, Jackie, in the chat? Yeah, what you got going on, brother? Another sober fellow.
I'm 5'7". I'm 5'8 with Air Forces on. There you go.
All right. Hey, there you go. Here we go. Occupation. Who would you tell? So this, okay, look, this is what I say. Because if you try to say low voltage tech, you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Everyone always says that.
I say, I'm an electrician.
Yeah,
I'm an electrician.
But we're not. We're really not.
Yeah,
so
but that's the easiest thing. They're like, oh, that's so cool.
I'm like, yeah.
Nothing crazy.
I can connect red with red, you know what I'm saying?
On the professional pipe layer, nothing crazy. Zodiac sign, brother. What are you? Cancer.
I'm cancer.
We already know.
How do you guys feel about cancer men?
Is Austin still sober? Hella sober,
yes,
bro.
We just got done
talking about him going sober to the club, Jackie. Can you believe that shit?
I'm going to Candela tomorrow, Jackie. Sober. I'm going to be sober. I'm going to drink only water and sugar-free Red Bull. That's it.
I'm saying. Yo, what's everybody? Gum. Everybody drop the fucking Zodiac sign in the chat right now. What y'all got going on? I'm a Libra.
Hells, brother.
Go ahead. Put the...
Hell no, bro. I've never seen anybody talk bad about them. Not that it fucking matters anyways. Yo, here we go. Section 2.
Okay.
Skills and qualifications. Rave night tonight? Yo, there's a rave night?
Oh.
Where is that at, bro? So listen, bro. That's my type of vibe, bro.
You remember
when we went to... were you there when we went to Crazy Atlanta?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you were. I took that video of you.
Okay. Well, that's not a rave.
I know.
Okay.
But that's my type of vibe. I like that kind of shit. Like,
then that's not your vibe.
Okay.
Raving is like hardcore. Like, yeah. Maybe, you know.
Is this? We have it right here, brother. We got the fucking.
Yeah, you have.
Hey, that kind of shit. Here we go. Bring it back.
Jorge's a true raver, man.
Yep.
My boy Jorge.
Sahara and Norcross. My friend who's a bottle girl had invited me. Okay.
Is this Jackie?
No. Oh. That's Anna.
Oh, Anna.
Sahara. I think I know. People that were there.
You're going to rave tonight?
Twisted Lines is the move if you love techno. Yo, that is the vibe. Shout out Chicago, brother. Shout out Chicago in the chat, bro. You better lock your doors, brother. It's wild out there right now. Here we go.
Oh, shit. Bang.
Okay, bang. Here we go. We're going back to the thing. But yeah, raving is the is cool. Yeah, skills and qualifications. Here we go. We got question number one. And it's a circle one. Can you cook? And you have three options to circle. Here we go.
Okay.
We got the obvious yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third option they give you is microwave master.
Ooh.
It's somewhere in the middle, bro.
I mean, I was a child prodigy at the freaking microwave. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Obviously, yeah, I mastered that shit when I was young.
Yeah, you put the Maruchan in there.
I only made one fatal error, and that was with the Maruchan without water. That shit fucked up. That shit burnt. I was like, bro.
Brother, I one up you on that, brother. What? I did Maruchan without taking off the plastic, brother.
What the?
Yeah, I just stuck that bitch in there, bro. Burned the whole thing up, bro. And I lived in apartments, bro. I had to evacuate. The neighbors had to evacuate. Bruh. It was wild, brother. Crazy scene.
Do you take off the whole lid?
No.
No? I open it up and I leave it like cracked.
Well, first of all, I don't know if y'all know this. You're not supposed to microwave Maruchans, actually.
Right. Well, it says
but
you can,
do it.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
says
you can, but you're not
supposed to. You're probably taking off like 3 months worth of your life by doing that. But like, little cancerous cells never hurt nobody.
You're just doing too much. Putting it on the freaking, you know,
yeah,
the
it's
stove.
Not like I'm not trying to die or nothing.
It's just too much. It's harder work. Like, yeah, you just pull water and you stick it in, you press button, and it's done. Come on now.
Okay, so can you cook, brother?
Okay. I want to say I can cook, but it's not necessarily going to taste amazing. It's not going to taste bad.
And it's not going to be super complex.
Yeah.
A nice little rice and chicken,
maybe.
A
nice little rice and chicken. What I'm doing right now is I can cook for my macros, for what I need. I don't cook necessarily for taste. I cook for what I need.
So yeah, brother. We call this apocalyptic cooking.
Okay.
Meaning
yes.
that like... At just the end survive. Of the world,
there,
yeah,
there
just survival.
Just to survive.
Survival skills. On
I can do that. I can do that.
Bro, this is
it's not going to be like, you know, what's his name? My boy, Gordon Ramsay. Or
yeah. Okay. Or Anthony Zamora. But
all right.
All right. Number two, brother. Rate your cuddling skills. Oh, 1 through 10. 10 being a human blanket.
oof. Dude, I think I'm a solid 9.
Oh,
and you know what? I used
shit,
to be,
son.
I used to be like the big spoon. Because I tried the little spoon and I didn't like it.
Oh.
But then recently, not too long ago, I want to say, I don't know, half like 6 months, I was little spoon and I was like,
you little spoon with your flings, brother? You're that kind of guy?
Bro, you can't just treat him like an object. Yo, you can't just tell him to leave.
Yo, am I
come
tripping
on
chat?
Now?
You cuddling with flings? Is anybody in here cuddling with flings?
If they're cool.
That's kind of wild.
Because they're cool. I mean, I think they're cool. They're letting me hit, bro.
They're letting me hit and then letting me be a small spoon after, bro.
Yo, like, they're cool
is
people.
This
like,
man,
they're,
bro?
They're nice.
Leave him alone. He's a lover's boy.
Come on now. There you go.
He's also a little small.
There you
dude.
Go.
And Austin got a fat ass, bro. Imagine that fat ass on your your 5'2 like, stomach, brother.
And I don't even hit glutes. I don't even hit glutes, bro. Come on, bro. I just do.
It's fucking insane.
But yeah, like, okay, so that one girl, like, she actually knew what she was doing. She had me, like, in a dead ass, like, in a UFC, like, kind of, like, choke.
Yeah,
not really choke.
She like swaddled you, brother.
Swaddled, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's crazy because
you went right to sleep.
She was like significantly like smaller than me. Like she was pretty small, and I was like, "Damn, you!" It was like it felt like a perfect like a glove. I was like, "Oh shit, I belong here."
Yeah, now say her name, brother. We want to know,
Anthony.
Yo, shut your ass up, brother.
No, I'm not
that's
saying.
That's
so
hilarious.
I'm not name dropping.
Okay, so
so I'd say like a solid 9.
Solid 9.
Yeah,
big spoon
because. Just a cuddler in general.
Oh, cuddler in general.
Just because it's always, you know, room for improvement.
So you know how to receive and give as well, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I like that motherfucker, brother.
Yeah.
Okay, solid 9. Okay, we like that. We like that. And you look like you're warm, is what I'm trying to say.
Warm-hearted.
Physically is what
physically?
I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah. Like you keep them nice and warm. Like they don't gotta like turn on the heat. You know, so they're saving a lot of money as well.
I'd say I'm fairly warm.
So I'm sure that like goes around their mind type shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. We got number 3. Do you know how to kill spiders, brother? Now these are the questions that women want to know, brother. Yes, no, / only small ones.
Okay, I kill about half of the spiders. Because I feel bad. You know, I see them.
You feel bad about them?
And I'm like, first of all, they're scared of us more than we're scared of them.
How you know, bro? How you know? Bro. You ask them or what, bro? Bro, how he knows?
You don't see them. This guy's crazy. You don't see them freaking springing away with their eight legs, bro? Come on now.
Okay.
No, but, and I feel bad. I'm like, so like, you know how you step on it and it just fucking curls into a freaking ball? I'm like, oh, bro.
I just ruined his day, bro. Okay.
But at the same time.
You gotta go, bro.
Survival of the fittest, little bro. Do better next time.
They're not paying rent.
They're not paying rent. You hit them, bang, easy.
All right.
I'm pretty good. Oh, dude, this one time, this one had like a big butt. I fucking, bang, I hit it with my, you know, I stepped on
back.
It. Bang. Thousands. Well, maybe you can
exaggerate
it. But like 100, maybe like 50-ish, like little baby, like started. No. I was like, no. I started playing that fucking game, that, you know, that arcade game, just stepping on the fucking floor. Like,
no, you hit the taquache.
Yeah, dude, I was fucking, you know, sabateo, bro.
God
dude,
bless.
Dude, that shit scared me. I don't know.
That's quite unfortunate, brother. Here we go. So is that a yes?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, fantastic. Do you have a dog I can steal attention from?
Nope, just the dog and me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I am the dog. Hold on, I gotta hit the...
Nah, I don't. I don't own pets.
Okay, cool. So listen. So we're gonna move on to the next section. Compatibility check, okay? We're gonna see how compatible he is with people.
Oh, Lord.
So number one, ideal date night. And it gives you some options to choose from. And you're gonna see like what your kind of vibe is, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. We got A, Netflix plus snacks. Okay.
I like that.
B, fancy dinner plus awkward compliments. You know what
awkward
I'm saying?
Awkward compliments.
So like awkward. Is this like a kind
date?
Of silly, silly.
I'm assuming kinda, this is kind of like a first date vibe.
This is ideal night. Okay. Ideal night.
Okay.
So like what you kind of like, what you like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
C, spontaneous road trip. Okay.
Ooh.
D, staying home and pretending we're in a sitcom.
What type of options do you motherfucker give you? I mean, out of those options, I'll pick number one.
Netflix, okay.
And snacks. It's very budgetable, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't like to drive that long, so that road trip one is not going to work for me.
Yeah.
And then fancy dinner, I've done it before. It is awkward. I don't like it.
The road trip ones will sound cool, like if you're really young. No responsibilities type shit. Mm-hmm. Like you're living with your parents and you just like she could come out and y'all just go to Florida or run random, like, you know,
that would be
budget.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun and shit. But like nowadays you can't even do that shit. Yeah. Fancy dinner's kinda wild. Like it's like, I mean it's cool. Yeah. But it's just so like expensive. Like why?
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. So I think Netflix and snacks definitely a nice little go to. Number two, are you okay with your girl stealing your hoodies? Yes, no, ooh. I'll pretend to mind, but secretly I love it. Oh, that's a good little that's a good little thing right there.
I don't I've always thought about this when this I'm like when it happens, what am I gonna do?
Right.
And I'm sure you've already been through this, but
brother, sometimes I'm like, I'm kinda chilly. I wanna go get my hoodie. Boom, not there.
Yes, because I like my hoodies. I like they're nice, you know.
Yeah,
I paid a pretty penny for some of them, so true. I like to keep them for myself. So I was like, what should I do about this, you know, conflict? This, so I was like, okay, just buy more hoodies, buy a good amount of hoodies, that way you can give some out and you still
but
have
they take
some.
Up space, brother, you know what I'm saying? Like closet space,
the girl. So
oh. Gonna, oh, oh, that's it. yeah
I was like, talking about the girl or the hoodies. Yeah, no, but I mean of course I'll give them out.
Okay,
why not?
So you don't mind it?
No.
All right, fantastic.
Not a big deal.
Number three, how dramatic are you on a scale of 1 to I'm the main character?
Ooh.
There we go.
Dramatic?
Drama. Yeah.
I like to be dramatic.
Okay.
I like to be dramatic. I like to show my facial expressions. Mm. I like to speak my mind a lot.
Okay.
So I would say a good,
I feel like that's changed a lot throughout the years.
A good Sam, you know what I'm saying?
Little Sam. Okay.
Little seven.
I feel like that's changed a lot through the years. I feel like back in the day, you might have been a little more nonchalant, not really, you know.
Chill, but nah.
But now you're dialed in to your feelings, head ass.
I like to be, I do it for like comedic reasons, you know.
Yeah.
I just see some time, I'm like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, it's not like
it's
serious.
Not, I'm not seriously dramatic.
Yeah. I feel like. You. I'm like that too, to be honest. Here we go. We're moving on to section four. And these are open-ended answers only, okay?
Oof.
All right. Now, y'all can probably help me with this. You know, like, y'all can also answer in the chat, whatever y'all see fit. Here we go. Number one, describe your vibe in 3 words. So if you guys were to describe my boy Austin, based off what you've seen, heard, experienced, how would y'all describe him? Describe yourself, brother. And then I'll describe you after. Three words. So three separate words, not like a full sentence in three words.
I am gay.
No. Here we go. No.
There you go. Three words. Okay. Goofy. I like to be goofy.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
like to be
classic, classic.
I say lighthearted, but it's like a two-word thing. I don't know. I just like to be goofy. Not serious. I'm goofy. Chill.
You sound like Donnie right now in that in that interview.
Yeah, I'm just a chill guy. You know what I'm saying? Chill. I really am just like chill guy. Like it doesn't take a lot for me to be mad. Like I don't get mad a lot.
Low maintenance.
Low
maybe.
Maintenance. No.
No. Yeah, actually no.
I'm not a fucking slut.
Yo, I'm dead, man.
Mid maintenance. Mid maintenance. So I'm just, you know, I'm goofy. I'm you know, I like to smile. I'm smiley. I like to be positive. So things like of that nature.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can see that, or am I missing something?
No, you're good. Yeah. Yeah? That last one's probably definitely hits. I think that's one of your strongest qualities. That you don't. I don't really ever see you upset, mad, right. Nothing. You're always good. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how you really are, like you're always good.
Until I'm alone with my thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm alone with my thoughts. I got the toilet paper wrapped around my neck, bro.
Jump off a bathtub. Yeah.
Yeah. Bro's shy and outgoing at the same time. That's actually super solid take.
That's
bro.
Very good. Yes. That's very accurate. I like that.
It's like a conflict with your social anxiety, but also like you love like being like not really the center of attention, but being fun. Like you love giving that energy to other people. Yeah. You like seeing other people like laugh at your jokes.
It's just the vibes, really. Like some people, like I can talk to like strangers, like out of nowhere, and I just have a full on conversation with them. But some with other strangers, I just in my show, I say one word, two words. It just depends who it is. It depends on the vibe.
What I would say warm. You're a warm person, not physically anymore. We're talking about.
Oh, okay. Not physically.
No, because you're cold, right now. You're cold as fuck right now.
Yeah.
Now you're warm. Like your personality, your energy you give just feels warm. Like it's always good having you around. I don't feel like this motherfucker Austin is about to pull up. That's what my waters be thinking.
Bro, let me tell you something real quick. Bro, Jorge had back in the day, Jorge had this friend, right? They were just chilling out of nowhere. And the friend broke one of Jorge's things and he saw it and he was like, when are you leaving again? That is an insane thing to say. Like, oh, that should have me die.
Good company. Yeah, good company.
There you go.
I would say loyal.
Loyal. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't ever have to question your motives and shit like that. Right. I know you're solid. You know what I'm saying? Solid. That's one of your best characteristics and shit like that. another one would be... Yeah. There's a lot of funny words coming to my mind right now. what would be another word describe you?
Just any word. One other one would be
you're picky.
Picky.
Yes. Picky with everything, brother.
Yeah, I like to pick the boogers.
Right. So that's what I would say to him. That boy Austin about to be in the shower cheesing and shit later. He's gonna be like, oh, they were talking good about
you. I already showered.
chat right now, bro. Cause y'all are active watchers, right? I mean, this is a good idea. I was thinking, what if we do the podcast regular shit, boom, I hear our YouTube, boom. Now, too early to capitalize on Patreon. That's true. Now, listen, what if we switch it up to something different on Patreon? Not like an extra episode of podcast. What if we do like actual IRL shit, like fun shit?
Oh, I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like kind of like YouTube vlog style. Because we do, we're really like great like on actual camera, like out and about. If y'all haven't watched the episode with 4for4, go to 444 Talks. We did like a
adult field day,
and that shit was funny. I'm gonna say this right now, like with my balls out, we were the center of that episode, bro. We killed that shit. Damn. We were so funny. Like we
I
were,
liked
the,
it. Yeah,
they
yeah,
were
yeah.
great. I'm not saying nothing about them, right. But like that's that episode specifically. Like we shined, bro. We shined. That shit was so funny. So y'all haven't go watch that. Watch that after this thing. 444 Talks. Adult field day. Like that shit is so
give
funny.
Give him a follow. Subscribe.
Yeah, that shit was really cool really people. Funny. Right, but like if y'all watch that episode, like we want to do stuff like that. Y'all got the vibes?
Yeah.
Y'all appreciate it, bro. So like do that kind of shit on Patreon, you know? And then like, you know, that would be to the people that really fuck with us and shit. And that would be fun. Like that would encourage us to do more other shit, you know? Because I have so many of those kind of ideas. I have so many like ideas of like yeah, just doing kind of shit like that, like fun shit, funny shit. And I'm pretty sure that the people that fuck with our personalities would tune into stuff like that. So yeah, we might get that a go. Fuck it. We might start doing, because summer's coming around. We have like, you know, more people are out. We can do shit like that.
So. Guns out.
Yeah, we'll probably do some shit like that. All right, here we go. Where was I at? Here we go. Question number two. What's the most boyfriend thing you've ever done? Now, this is an interesting one because you've never been a boyfriend, correct?
I've had one girlfriend. It was, and you like were not a boyfriend months. To her, really? Yeah. It was just my turn.
Now, this is like actually kind of a funny question because...
The most boyfriend?
This actually thing. Would apply to you more, like even more to your situation because you've never been a boyfriend. So what is the most boyfriend thing you've done to like your situationships? Cuddling is up there for me, brother. Cuddling, I don't know about y'all. Cuddling is up there for me, bro. Cuddling your fling is kind of boyfriend-like. What do y'all think, chat? And yo, anybody that's done some boyfriend or girlfriend shit, like, what is the most boyfriend / girlfriend thing that y'all have done, like, while not being in a relationship? You know what I'm saying? With your, like, either casi algos or your, like, you know, your little flings or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely done, like, I feel like everyone's done this, so... I've done the, you know, the cuddling. I've done the talking about the future kids and shit like that. And I'm like,
shit.
I'm like, I'm cringing so hard right now. All that bullshit. Yep.
You've done the holding hands and shit?
The holding hands. Yeah, I've done the holding hands, of course.
Okay, listen. This is the ultimate one. Have you thrown out an I love you?
Oh, no. No. Okay. Nope. That was just to my ex-girlfriend. That was the only one.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
That's hilarious, bro.
I do the... Oof. Oh, this one. Oh,
here we go. I want some fucking heat, brother. Let's go.
I just remember.
Drop it.
I like to do forehead kisses. I do forehead kisses.
God.
That's disgusting. Obviously what I'm trying to say is four kids are great if they're your girlfriends, this is the girl you love, right? But this is like, you know, with
a girl you're just smashing and that forehead's gonna have nut by another dude in the next couple of days. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, do that. You know, tie the shoes, stuff like that.
You're such a lover boy, but this man is crazy.
It's crazy.
To be honest, for Austin, I feel like when he did the thing with the backseat roses surprise, that's tough. True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that girl didn't learn to appreciate, bro.
It's okay. It's all right, man.
Hey, yo, let's convince this man to go back to that girl, bro. I'm telling you.
Which one's that one?
That's Bree.
Oh, no. That's the one I told you she has a
Yeah, guy. She has another man.
Yeah,
so it's like official? Like they're a full thing?
I don't follow her, so I can't even
tell. Oh, you unfollowed her or she unfollowed you?
I think she did, and that's how
so they're official.
No, but that's my problem too. Like I keep
tabs
them
around.
But I've actually done better. I like one day I just got bored. I'm gonna start
unfollow these motherfuckers. Yeah.
I started like unfollowing a lot of people.
You let go of the past, brother.
Like if I haven't had a single conversation with you in real life, I unfollowed you.
Isn't that kind of funny that nowadays, like...
You have a lot of followers and you don't even know who the fuck they are.
That's true. That is actually very true. Isn't that funny that nowadays, like, to fully cut somebody, like, what defies you cutting somebody out of your life is an unfollow on Instagram?
Yeah, like, that's really
You haven't fully, like, cut somebody off until you unfollowed them on Instagram. Then you're like, damn, this is for real, bro.
This is it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yeah, he listed a bunch of shit. Yo, he said, Austin, let's hit up Atlanta Truck Invasion with my boy Gucci Steve, bro.
Yo,
one of the supporters. That could be hard.
I was saying,
Wingman, my man. Y'all could do some content.
I was saying, When is that?
No, but real, that's how you know it's over. Then you block us. Now, block is crazy. Block is not even that it's over. Block is like, you got beef. Here we go. This is one of the questions that divides the world in half, brother. This is really serious, and we're going to get real deep in here, brother. Do you believe pineapple belongs on pizza? Here we go.
Yes,
defend
I do.
Your stance. Ooh.
Yes, I do. That shit. The sweetness and then the savoriness, it they complement each other very well.
Holy shit, bro. My wife is in the chat right now, bro. She defends pineapple on pizza to the end of the world.
Pineapple
brother.
On pizza is very good. It's not only good on pizza, it's good on tacos al pastor.
Ah. Come on
now, stop playing with me.
No, that's a hotter take for me, but I think to the rest of the world, like people are like that.
That shit tastes so good.
It's family friendly event. Just saying, that's cool. That's what's up. Hey. I was a busy man. Yeah, I'm a busy man, bro. For real, dude. Pineapple on pizza. I can't do pineapple on pizza, bro. I hate the consistency of it. It does not match the pizza consistency. You're like fruit with a pizza. You have meat and like cheese, but you got fruit in there. Like, that's kind of wild.
But it's not like fruity. It's not like an apple. You can't put apple on a pizza.
Apple's less fruity than a pineapple.
No, it's more fruity.
No, it's not.
Pineapple's more like acidic, more on the acidic side.
Sweet though. Apples aren't that sweet.
Yeah. But like, it's just weird. Like, why would you put an apple? First of all, the texture sucks.
I mean, yeah, apple doesn't need to belong on a pizza.
But I just feel like apple is more apple-y, more fruity.
Pineapple on food is more gay. In general, is fire.
But yeah.
If it's there, I'll eat it. I'm not that crazy about it. I just prefer. I won't go out of my way to order it.
You won't
pick it. And if it's there, I'll pick it out. Okay. Sometimes I'll pick it out.
All right. And you say I'm picky. Go on. Go to the next
one. All right. Say something sweet that'll make me swoon or cringe. Your choice. So like, if you go up to girls, say something. What's the sweet shit that you would say? Something that pull up. Right off the bat. Now, I think when you go up to a girl and you're going to say some sweet shit.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
A girl. So tomorrow.
Like a new girl.
New girl. Yes. Okay. First introduction type shit. What kind of sweet shit are you going to say? Do you even go for the sweet?
I don't like doing the sweet route. Because it kind of.
Because I was going to say like something mild. Something mildly,
way,
like,
you kind of just.
Compliment could be sweet though.
Yeah, you could. I'll do a compliment. Just not like a sweet, like a cheesy, like a simp. Yeah, because at that point you're kind of putting them on a pedestal.
Yeah,
and I don't do that anymore. I've gotten better.
Them Brazilian steakhouses, for real. Ooh. That picanha, bro.
Nah, but mine's very simple. Like, I just think you're very cute. You know what I'm saying? You look good. I like your outfit. I like your smile. I'm a big smile guy. I need to work on my smile, but
you know, kind of crazy, dude. I don't know. I don't know. It's something about me. It'd be like so hard to tell a girl like. Straight up, like, I think you're very cute. I cannot do that, bro. Yeah. I think you're pretty. I can't even do that either, bro.
It's because you have to kind of chase it. The thing's doing something. You have to chase. It's like a shot. Like, you have to chase the shot. Like, you can't just stop there. That's why I said it like in a kind of gonna run on sentence. I was like, oh, I think you're very cute. I like your outfit. Like,
so,
like
right, you have to just keep it. Hide it in there. Just throw it in there.
Throw it in there. Yeah, they'll hear it. You know what I'm saying? They'll catch it.
Like, but. Oh, you're fucking awesome. Okay. Like, you know, I would like to take you on a date. Okay.
That's fucking funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. She like,
dude,
that.
Yo, do you know what's funny? Complimenting smiles. Yeah, for real. Yeah. No, the thing. Okay, so listen, brother. And this is what I used to deal with. This is a funny thing that you bring that up. This is what I used to deal with, right? The thing is, when you compliment somebody something, right? They're going to want to say it back. Their first instinct is to say it back to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so if
you
got fucked up teeth, bro, you do not want, you don't want the fucking spotlight on your teeth, bro.
Yeah, you're right. So that's why I never say that. I can't say that.
Like, you have beautiful teeth. Thanks, you.
Oh.
I have nice hair. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. You're right.
I used to go through that shit all the time, bro. Or eyes.
You know, actually. You know, I don't have the best set of teeth, right? But you know, the senior letters?
Yeah.
You know how, you know, you write a letter to your fellow peer.
Right.
But in one of those letters, I actually got one that said, I really like, I don't think you hear this a lot, but I really like your smile. I like the way you,
right.
You know, smile.
Yeah, smile could be different than teeth, though. You could have a good smile. And,
so?
Yeah. No, for sure.
I got that. I was like, oh, 100%, 100%. I was very surprised.
You do, though. Pull out that picture. Give me that picture right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one. This is a good picture.
Austin does have a good smile.
This one's actually a good picture.
And I keep this around, bro. Look at these memories. This man, Austin, does have a good smile.
See, like in that picture, like you can't really tell my teeth are crooked, but.
But your personality makes up for it, bro. I still have your senior letter, said Anna.
Oh, wait.
You know what's crazy?
I have them too. I have them like in a shoebox.
I never got any. Or maybe I did.
You probably. You don't care, bro.
Dude, I don't even. I couldn't even tell you one. Yeah. I don't even remember getting
it. It's the Libra in him, bro. See, us Cancers, we actually are empathetic. We understand feelings. We put ourselves.
I like that shit, brother. That's funny.
There you go. If you have mine, I still have yours because I have it in a shoebox with all my important stuff, my birth certificate and stuff like that. So.
Okay. And.
Oh, should I read those on the pod?
Dude, actually, that'd be fun. You should.
My senior letters.
Read the senior letters,
bro.
Oh,
shit. That's crazy.
I'm sure you did, Anthony.
I'll read them. I won't name drop, but I'll bring them and I'll read them what they said.
Yeah, be like, okay, this girl told me, boom. Yeah, I smashed her.
Bro, that's crazy.
All right, that was it. Is there anything you would like to add to this? That was it. Like, what would you like? Sweet shit.
No, just I mean,
what other things like would you like to present?
That I like, that I go to. I like my active lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I like.
I feel like it's kind of douchey nowadays. You think so? Like, well, hey, I like the gym.
Hey. If they don't like the active lifestyle, then I don't want them.
No, they you probably like it. They just don't like being told.
I know what
there's
you mean.
A difference.
I know what you mean. Like, oh yeah, I go to a gym. Look at my big muscle. Like those type of guys, right? Yeah, I try.
Yeah, I'm just heavy into the gym. I wear Gymshark, like that kind of shit. Like,
yeah, you know, I just got some new ones. I got three new shorts, bro.
Yo, thank you for the gift, bro. I appreciate you. And yo, get those likes up, bro. I fuck with y'all, bro. I like everybody in the chat, man. Y'all fucking awesome. OG fan. See ya. Dude, I appreciate you, bro. Everybody that's in here, bro, y'all fucking some real ass ones, bro. I really appreciate that shit.
Yeah, appreciate ya. So I guess like my goal with this, what I want to do is I'm basically just casting a net out there, seeing what is a net. A net.
Yeah.
Casting like a net. Because the thing
is, eventually something's going
to
stick,
I'm just
bro.
Trying to see what I could catch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see what I could catch. I'm not putting my number on there because I feel like people are just going to troll and shit. I put my social.
People are going to just troll
my
ID.
You know,
like, yo, I want you to come smash this fat ass. And then they're just like a dude.
And it's a fucking, you know, tranny. I'm not. I don't have nothing against them or anything. But it's just, you know, it's just preference for me. There you go. I have to cover my bases there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, like I said, I just put my social. I put my IG. And that's it.
Here we go. Okay, we got a question in the chat. And can you give a play-by-play on how to get a baddie? Like 10 out of 10, brother.
Well, let's
have you ever got one?
That's what I said. Let's look back and let's see if I've ever got one.
Okay, I can think. My wife is a 10 out of 10, bro. She's fucking personality-wise amazing. She's fucking fine as all shit.
Everybody has their own opinions, obviously.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's fucking hilarious.
I'm just kidding, Jackie.
No. She's about to come through that room. She's that shit's fucking hilarious. Yo, listen, bro. Now, it's very intimidating, I would say. Because the thing is, okay. First, you need confidence, bro. Oh, dude, yes. I was just about to say that shit.
That's true.
You got to be willing to dig deep inside yourself to even go for a 10 out of 10. Really, to go anything above an 8,
right?
You need to be like, no. your check engine light cannot be on, is what I'm saying, bro. You got to be right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the confidence has to be there. And the thing is, you don't even have to be attractive. You
don't. It's all inner.
Kind of like what we were saying before, like, yes, it definitely helps. Being attractive definitely helps, but you don't need it. A 2 weeks ago, I went to the Battery. I went to a super pun, that line spot. Bro, I'm talking, there was an overweight dude. I'm talking big. I'm talking minimum 350. 350. Yeah. Bro was getting danced on by a baddie. I was looking, I was like, yeah, damn, this man either has a big cock, lots of money, or he's hella funny. But I was like, damn, like he got it. And you know what I'm saying? Hey, props to him. I like to see that.
Yeah, because I've seen like dudes that are like physically handsome before, but you can see they just don't got that confidence. It makes you like, it makes them look a little like ugly. Like, what's wrong about you that you think you're ugly? Does that make sense?
Why?
Like, I could think that you're what
I was like, why are you describing me right now?
I'm dead. Money isn't everything. Hold up, bro. Let me dive into your first question real quick. Good point. Self-confidence first, gotta be 100% next. You gotta come at them in a different kind of way. Because listen, 10 out of 10s, but like I said, anything above an 8, they already get that attention. They're used to it. You're just another fucking fish coming up to get fed.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like, they see that shit all the time. So you got to stand out in a certain way. So whatever your like biggest attribute is, dive into that. Don't dive into like, yo, I'm trying to pull her. Show her who you are, bro. Like, show fucking, whip out the fucking nutsack, son. You know what I'm saying?
I've done this.
You've done that a lot.
No, I'm sorry. I was gonna say, like, I've done this thing where I was under the influence, of course, because that's where my courage came. But like, there'll be this girl, right? She's pretty, right? And then there's this guy right there. We're just, you know, just conversating. Now the guy is, I guess, kind of trying to hit on her. I'm
right.
Yes, hitting, but not really. And I'll tell you how. He's out here complimenting her, like, oh, you look so good. I like your outfit. And I'll be like, I don't think she looks that good. And I'll say it out loud, but in a very comedic tone. Like,
yes,
I'm just
exactly.
And they get it. And they're like, oh, what? Why would you say that? Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they're not used to being spoken to like that. You know what I'm saying? They got broke. Because that guy is telling her how beautiful she is. She got 10 other DMs like that this morning. Like, oh, you're so beautiful. Ah, yeah. Like, just hearted. That's it. There's nothing new about that, but you're coming in at like a new, and they fuck with that.
Yeah, they like the banter. That's what we gotta have. It's banter. You know what I'm saying? It's back and forth. They'll come back at you. They'll say the same thing, and then it goes from there.
Austin, you always pulling in the chat. Woohoo! As someone who apparently likes mean guys, it works. That's true. That's true. Hey, that's the thing that we always said, that girls love assholes, bro. Perfect example, bro. Yeah. Showcase yourself, bro. Showcase. Don't try to go get hurt. It's almost like her getting you. You know what I'm saying? Like birds when they do their mating calls. That's it. Showcase yourself, bro. And if she don't fuck with you, she don't fuck with you. That's okay. That's cool. Don't go down that route of trying to chase the baddie. Let the baddie come to you.
Don't chase, bro. Question. Get to the bag. That's what you should be doing. Get to the bag.
Don't be afraid of rejection. That's a key example. Who pulls more between y'all? Austin.
Nah, you're just kidding.
Austin.
I'm going to get him in trouble.
No, I don't. It's Austin. It really is. It always has been. I've never done the pulling game.
I wouldn't try back then. Back then,
I wouldn't try. The big dick in the room.
I wouldn't try for real, though. No, nah, it's just... I don't know. It's because it's not, I promise you, like, it's not even me, dude. It's drunk Austin. That guy, his confidence is insane, dude. It's through the roof. Like, he's
Super Saiyan Blue type shit.
Like, dude, like, I will see someone, I'm like, yeah, boom. Like, no second thoughts. Like, there's no, like, oh, what if she says no? Like, that's not in there.
Yeah,
it's not
rejection.
It's not in my vocabulary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I see when I'm like, oh,
it's not
nice.
On the elemental chart, son.
Yeah, and you know, it works sometimes, sometimes it doesn't. It's okay. You just move on to the next.
Who pulls more tortas between y'all two?
Austin, once again. There we go.
who has the highest weight count ahead of?
That's crazy.
Yeah, don't be afraid of your rejection, bro. Rejection is... Bro, that shit builds you up, bro. Deadass.
Don't be afraid of rejection. Don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid of embarrassment. You know, like, it's only embarrassing if you feel embarrassed.
Yeah, and I think if you try too hard, it might be a little more embarrassing too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Don't try at all. That's literally the key. Vinny, ask if she's from around. What does that mean? Yeah, don't try too hard. That's what I say. When you showcase yourself, you're not showcasing yourself like, yeah, I got money. Yeah, I got this. Yeah, I'm the, like, no. Just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Show it. Mm-hmm. Like Austin said, your personality. Like being funny, mm-hmm. like, you know, like by insulting her.
And when you get rejected, because you will.
Yep.
Don't be a freaking what do you call this, problematic. Don't be out here, oh, you're a fucking bitch, I didn't fucking
yeah,
like you.
I've
like,
seen
don't
that be, shit plenty don't, of times.
Dude,
like,
don't
bro.
Do that. It's not even worth it.
I've seen that shit plenty
just,
of times.
You know,
time.
Take it like a gentleman, all right? Just be like, all right, that's cool. Have a nice day and just move on. Just leave, bro.
Oh, to start a conversation. So like, hey, are you from around here? Duh, I live here. That's funny. Yeah. That's true. You come here often, the classic. Austin, how many girls are you going to pull tomorrow at Candela? Here we go. Let's get a fucking wager in the chat.
Lord.
Over or under on my boy Austin.
Yeah,
I like this. Great fucking question. Let's put a poll. Can we do that? Can we put a poll in here?
I think you can.
Here we go. Hold up.
Do 1.5.
Here we go. Y'all got 30 seconds to vote right now. We got one vote in the chat. How many girls Austin pulling tomorrow? Over 1.5 girls? Under 1.5 girls? What's it looking like? We're going to post this on the... Holy shit. Y'all got some fucking faith in my man, bro. Okay, here we go, brother.
All right.
How many girls Austin pulling tomorrow? The chat.
What are the options looking like?
Over 1.5 or under 1.5?
Okay.
100% of the chat. Said over 1.5. They
now,
have all the faith in you, brother.
So what determines me getting the girl?
Pulling. Okay, so they said pulling. Okay, chat. Yeah, now we need to dive a little deeper. What's considered pulling?
Like,
okay,
am I...
for me, this is what I'm saying. I gotta see this live. Yo, dead ass, bro. Dead ass. Yo, what if we go live while doing it, bro?
Just pull up tomorrow.
That should be hilarious. Yo, can you pull up? All right, listen. Chat, what constitutes as pulling? For me, I think if she feeling you, mm-hmm. and she laughing at your shit and she like sticking around with you and actually conversating with you, that counts as a pull to me.
But like,
we're saying, okay, in the chat, if you bag the number, that counts to me.
Okay,
that's a little harder.
What about the IG?
IG. Yeah. I think IG.
Does
IG
count?
IG counts. IG definitely counts. Whole conversation, get the social /number. Yeah, okay.
But like I said, I'm going big, so I'm going for a dance. I'm going for a dance. You know what I'm saying? I'm going for a dance.
He said, dude, he took it a step further. He doesn't even just want the number because the dance is hard as hell to get too. Number got to be the wave, bro. Everyone asks for IG. Okay, so we're taking it back to like pre-2010 is what you're saying. And I fuck with it. Yes, conversation or dancing, says Candela. Dance is a big W. Dance will definitely push that for you. Yo!
Yes,
Austin is pushing it. He said, nah, fuck the number, fuck the IG. I want the dance or it doesn't count. So that's what we're saying?
The dance? No,
well, you're the one who said that.
I'm just saying like, that definitely counts is what I'm trying to say. But right, I think right. If I get the socials, you know, and if I feel like, I'll be honest, you know, some will be so I'll be able to remember this stuff.
Right.
I'll be honest and I'll kind of see how they're feeling.
And you
feeling.
Can tell the story. You could be like, I was talking about like, this.
I'll be able to tell. Some people, they just give them out. They just give out the socials and they
because they want you. More followers type shit.
Yeah. So I'll actually be able to like feel out the vibe and see if they fucking with me or not.
Bro, better take out the pasos prohibidos, yo. Oh, yeah. You better be sober. Yeah, he's going to be sober. Go for the tortas. Oh, you're boosting. We can't do no boosting. Hold on. Okay.
Aura farming is what it is.
Yeah, he's aura farming, deadass. He's just boosting his numbers. Okay, listen. They gotta be over this motherfucker. They gotta be over. Rate the looks, chat. What are we saying? Over what? Like over? I was thinking over 6.9. They gotta be at least a 7 or above to count.
Under 200 pounds.
Under 200 no, pounds. That's objectifying women, bro. That's what we do here at N85. Here we go. Welcome.
Whoa. You new here, brother? Or no, I'm just kidding. Here? No, I'm just kidding.
What's the theme for Candela? Is a perro negro.
Yes.
If you're feeling her, go for it. You got to get the friend that's torta that the torta be protecting. Yo, that's plus 5. That's plus 0.5 if you get
that's
past
the
torta.
That's where I'm going to need Gucci Steve to do the block on that one.
Yeah, for real. He comes in. He's the linebacker. Boom. Push him into the block.
Now it's ISO. Now it's me and the girl.
Yeah, she got isolated, bro. That's fucking hilarious, bro.
So everyone's saying 1 point, like 2.
Yeah, two. Essentially 2 or above, and anybody counts. Fuck it.
All right.
Gorlock type of build is what you're looking for. That's what I'm saying. That's the new fucking wave.
Sing. Okay.
Yo, y'all fucking hilarious over here, bro. Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we got going on.
I'm trying to like think how I'm going to orchestrate this. How I'm
Yo, and you know what we should do, dude? This would be kind of funny. What if like okay, so next week, right? We should do this like reoccurring kind of thing where. We should give Austin like prompts to do like, okay, so act like boom, like this kind of person. And we could do this kind of thing on the Patreon, like the idea that I said, where we give him like a, maybe like an identity, like, oh, you're a fucking, like a New York gangster, but try to pull a girl like by being a New York gangster or like kind of like,
you're deaf. That's funny.
Or you could do like an unspoken Riz kind of pull. So you hit up the girl and just pull up with your phone.
I've
like
actually
this.
Done that once.
And did it work?
Yep.
So
let me tell you the way I did it.
Oh wait, you already do that, bro. Bro, I'm dead.
From across the bar. Now this is you know at a
oh
bar.
You hit a
yep there you
oh,
go
I knew
the
it
eye
bro.
Contact was there. I saw it multiple times and I was like, okay, yeah, she's feeling me. I saw her little came over here.
And she went
yep
oh shit my boy Austin little, bro
and then yep.
That's fucking hilarious, bro. Austin got that natural Riz, bro. Yo, for real, bro.
Just come over here.
Yeah, we got hella ideas, bro. We want to push all these. And I want, that's what I'm saying. Like, imagine him doing all this shit, but you won't be able to see it. That kind of sucks, right? So what if we get to, like, film that and put that on the Patreon so people can see? And then we'll post, like, a little snippet of it, like, on every episode of the podcast and on the IG as well so people can be like, oh, okay, this is what kind of content they're going to do. I want to go watch that. Let me know, chat. Y'all are my real ones here. Y'all will give me some good advice and shit. Mr. Clutch, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Clutch.
Hey, Mr.
Clutch,
hey,
appreciate that, KT.
Yep, throwback Amber Mill days, brother.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, good ideas, bro. We're gonna get this going. All right, that is it. That is it for the podcast. We'll stick around with the chat if y'all want to just chill in here a little longer. But we up, we down. We up, we down. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, bro.
I'm gonna say, okay.
We out of here, brother. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast. Anybody who's watching on the TikTok, go to the YouTube and go watch that. And if y'all haven't watched the 4 for 4 talks, like I said, go watch that video. It's called We Had a Adult Field Day.
Yeah.
That one was hilarious. And we want to do like that kind of content and shit like that, like more funny IRL kind of style. Apple Podcast, Spotify, all that. Give it a 5 stars. Drop some galaxies in here. We'll see y'all next Wednesday.
Wish
all
right? me luck, guys. Wish me luck.
Wish him luck.
I'm gonna cash y'all out, bro. I promise. I'm gonna cash y'all out.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Let's go.
If y'all don't hit, we need them gifts next week.
It's a promo, so if you lose it, it's okay. You get your money back.
Yeah, for real. All right, guys. We'll see y'all. Peace. Boom.